Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, thanks for being on the podcast today. I want to remind you to check out the website sugarhilleaster.com. SugarHillEaster.com. We have a ton going on Easter week that's all designed to help fuel your faith so that Easter isn't just an event. It's not just a standalone day, but it is a mile marker in your faith journey as you grow deeper. And one of the things we're super excited about is being able to host again our community-wide sunrise service. This is something the city partners with us to do, and we get to partner with them, and we absolutely love it. It's Sunday morning, Easter Sunday, the 21st at 7 a.m. at the Sugar Hill Bowl. And rumor has it that Rushing Trading Company is going to open early so that you can get caffeinated and get fed, but it's an awesome way to start Easter Sunday in the bowl. Check out sugarhilleaster.com for more details and to find other gatherings throughout the weekend that you, your family, your neighbors, your friends can be part of. Today, I want to talk about this idea of taking the next step. And honestly, as I record this, I don't know what that next step is for you, but what I'm pretty confident of for anybody that's listening is that you've got a next step to take. Let me give you some examples. Maybe your next step is to say yes to Jesus. Maybe you've known about him, but you've never actually said yes. I want him to be the leader, the Lord, the boss of my life. And so that's where all of this starts. It starts with that relationship. But maybe for others, that next step is to be baptized. I know a lot of folks that have said yes to Jesus, but they've never done the next thing that Jesus told us to do in Scripture. He said to go and make disciples and baptize them. And so whenever we see somebody get baptized, we're seeing somebody live out what Jesus said to do. So maybe that's your next step. For some folks listening, it may be to join a church. And if you're here in Sugar Hill, I'd love for you to join here. But wherever you are, to find a Bible-believing church that makes a big deal about Jesus, to join that and say, I want to be part of this. Maybe that next step is to get into a small group. Maybe it's to start financially supporting the work of the ministry. Maybe it's to find a ministry of your own. Maybe it's to go on a mission trip. Or maybe it's even as simple as inviting a friend to church. I don't know what that next step is, but I do know that you've got one. See, God will never be finished with taking you deeper in your faith. And so I'm convinced there is always a next step that God wants you to take. If you don't take the next step, you're going to get stuck. You're going to get caught up in a rut. And the only difference between a grave and a rut is actually its length. If you don't move forward in your faith, that faith is going to die. Your heart will grow cold, and you'll feel even more distant from God than you do today. See, God's not going to help you to know what steps 2, 3, 4, or 5 are until you take step number 1. And so here's what I found is some people get frustrated. They want to know, God, what do you want me to do in step 4, 5, 6? God, what are you going to do in the future? And I think God's like, I just want you to take the next step now. See, if you're asking God, God, would you help me with something? I think he's asking you in return, why haven't you done what I've already told you to do? So you may be aiming to do something, stop aiming and actually pull the trigger and do it. We see this in Scripture. Before Bartimaeus met Jesus, he was sitting beside the road. He was a blind man begging for handouts. After he received a sight from the Lord, it says he began following Jesus on the road. That's from Mark 10, verse 52. Now think about this. Which of those two phrases describe your life? Are you sitting beside the road, just watching, begging, or are you following Jesus on the road? Which of those two lifestyles do you think is more fulfilling? Which do you think has more joy, more meaning, and more satisfaction? Which one do you want to represent your life? Well, the only way that I know to follow Jesus on the road is to take the next step. See, faith is more than just believing. Faith is more than just a mental exercise. It's more than thinking. It's more than talking. It's more than having convictions. Faith is actually action. It's movement. It's activity. It is something that you do. Here's what James, the brother of Jesus, says in James 2, verse 14. He says, if people say they have faith, but they do nothing, their faith is worth nothing. So where do you get the faith to begin a fresh start? There's only one source, and that's Jesus. 1 Corinthians 1:30 says it this way, everything that we have, right thinking and right living, a clean slate and a fresh start, come from God by the way of Jesus Christ. Bartimaeus, he had no idea that Jesus Christ was going to pass his way that day. To him, it was just an ordinary day. But God gave him this unexpected opportunity that offered him a fresh start. And God's given you that same one. My prayer is that you wouldn't miss it, that you take the next step of faith before the opportunity passes you by. So what's your next step? What is it that God's placed in your heart to do? If you don't know what your next step is, maybe you need to start with the first step. And the first step is saying yes to Jesus. That's what Glorious Day leading up to Easter is all about. That Jesus left heaven and he came to this earth. He lived a perfect, sinless life so that when he went to the cross, he wasn't going to the cross for his own sin. He's going to the cross for my sins, your sins, for the sins of the world. And when he breathed that last breath and he said, "It is finished," he paid the final penalty for sin. And then 3 days later, he came to life with resurrection life, able to give anybody that would ask him a brand new start. If you've never done that yet, I would encourage you, would you ask Jesus, "Jesus, would you forgive me of my sins? Would you help me to turn to you? Would you come and be my Lord and be my Savior? Would you help me to live for you?" Man, if you prayed that today, if you're ready to take that first step, I'd be honored to help put some resources in your hand, in your inbox. Just drop me an email at bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, bobby@sugarhillchurch.com, and we would be so honored to get to walk with you through these next steps. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for Friday's edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these Weekday Podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.